Chris Guest, very funny actor, writer, comedian, raconteur, entrepreneur, starring in a new show called A Minute with Stan Hooper. It premieres Wednesday night on Fox. Please welcome Norm Macdonald, ladies and gentlemen.
Can we just do an edit? You rocketed out here. You know, most people do the saunter. It's like, bing, Norm Macdonald, you're like you're here. That was amazing. That was the fastest entrance.
People don't enjoy the walk.
Well, I don't know. Some people like that perp walk.
The audience, they like to.
They want to see you get right to it.
Right to it.
You're a man of action.
I'm for the audience.
There
That's
you
all.
Go. And I haven't seen you before. You mysteriously disappeared.
I retired from show business.
You did retire.
Yeah. No one noticed because I was barely in it.
I see.
I took time off to return to my first love of drinking whiskey.
I know. I know you enjoy the whiskey.
I love the whiskey and I like watching the TV.
Yeah, see. Okay, so it's not like you're wasting your time.
No, not at all. I reflected. I used the time to reflect.
I think that's... Reflection is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, reflecting is good. Now, you were going to bring your son, your boy.
Oh, my son was so excited to come. You know, he knows nothing about entertainment or show business because, you know.
Yeah.
And,
I guess.
But he loves sports, you know. He's a basketball fanatic. He loves it. A beautiful little 10-year-old boy I have. And he was very excited because Charles
was supposed to be here.
Yeah. And apparently he was afraid to fly in with the fire.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I had to phone him at his school today, and he had all his Charles Barkley cards, everything.
Sure.
He collects them, and he was so excited, and I said, Charles, not going to be here, you know, and he was sad. And then...
Well, we tried to get Karl Malone.
I know, and then you guys phoned, you said, hey, Karl Malone's going to be here. So then I phoned him back at school, I said, hey, Bill, guess what, Karl Malone's going to be here. And he was really excited, you know, because he has all his cards, too, and he loves Karl Malone, so he's real excited. And then Karl Malone's not coming.
No.
So then they phoned me, they go, it's going to be Jillian Barbary.
Yeah.
So I phoned my boy, and I got, you know, he's in school. I said, hey, Charles Barkley's not going to be here, and Karl Malone's not going to be here, but Jillian Barbary's going to be here. And then he said, is she a point guard for the Warriors or something? And I said, no, she's a little lady.
Yeah. You know, when he gets older, I think he'll appreciate her more.
Yeah.
As you get older. Yeah. Now, we're talking backstage. You mentioned Arnold. What were you saying?
Oh, I was just telling that I love Arnold Schwarzenegger. You love Arnold Schwarzenegger? I can already see him turning the state around. And I thought it was very unfair when people said that he wasn't qualified for the office, you know, because they said, you know, because he's a movie star, you know, an action hero, you know, that shouldn't qualify him to be governor of California. Mm-hmm. But what they don't remember is, and maybe I'm wrong with this, but wasn't he at one point in his life Mr. Universe?
That's right. Well, yeah, you bring up a cogent point.
I mean, this is a tiny state on a globe in the Milky Way.
Right, just to, you see the big picture. Exactly, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
You know, you're a smart fella. You should think about running for office with that.
Well, I do feel that one day I might do that. In all humility, I think that I might have some ideas, you know.
Really? Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not ready yet. I think you have to prepare for these things.
Yeah.
So I started weightlifting.
You're working out. You look good, I guess.
Yeah, I got my abs.
Yeah, are those abs? Are they supposed to stick out like that? I thought the abs went in. I didn't really. So your abs are so powerful, they're actually coming forward. Wow, that's amazing.
And they're hairy.
Yeah, hairy abs. Yeah, I don't want to see it.
But I don't even know what I'm supposed to do when I get the abs, really. Do you just show them to people?
Did you injure yourself? Did you injure yourself?
You know, I worked out, man. I went to this trainer. He was a personal trainer.
Yeah.
And this guy, man, I don't know if you've ever lifted weights. You look like you have, you know?
But
he looks like a strong guy, but... I went there and I've never lifted weights, you know, and I was new to it. And so the idea is you take the weight, you're like, and you lift it up, And then then you put it down.
Right, yeah.
And then right away, you lift it again. And you put it down. You do this 20 times,
right.
And then the weight's where it was when it started, you know. And then...
so you don't really gain anything.
You gain, no. The weight is the same place, and your muscles hurt, you're all sore and everything. And very repetitious, you know. It's it's the same problem I have with sex. I know it's too too much of the same.
Too much,
you know,
of the same, yeah.
You can't get into it. And so then... So then this character, my trainer, finally, after 2 weeks of like lifting these crazy amounts of weights, I go, geez, I think I finally, it's getting a little easier. He goes, I'll put more weight on it. I go, what? And I'm like, it's the same thing again.
Just a never-ending cycle.
I know.
Did you hurt yourself? Like, did you slip a disc
like
or something?
Like in sex, if you finally figure that out, it's not like they bring a heavier lady in.
Right. I guess that's true. Get a bigger girl. I think we'll take a break. More with more right after this. Bring it a heavier load.